Hello, and welcome to the audio description introduction for Caroline. My name is Michael, and I'll be narrating the audio description for you. The audio description will consist of this preamble, introducing you to the story, the characters, their costumes, and the set. Then, once the play begins, I'll describe visual elements throughout the performance. The musical is comprised of two acts. The first lasts approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes, followed by a 20-minute interval. After the interval, Act 2 lasts another 55 minutes. Performed by a cast of 11 actor-musicians, Caroline tells the story of the UK's first pirate radio station, Radio Caroline, which began broadcasting from a ship off the coast of Suffolk in 1964. The story focuses on the struggle of the station to survive against the odds through the story of Robbie, a fledgling DJ at the station, and his girlfriend, coincidentally named Caroline. The drama is interspersed with musical numbers from the era performed live by the ensemble. This includes all of the songs and adverts broadcast on Radio Caroline, as well as the songs the characters sing to one another. Set description. A hexagonal thrust stage formed of long wooden planks serves as multiple locations by the addition of simple props and furniture. This large stage with minimal set allows plenty of room for the ensemble to sing and dance while playing their instruments during musical numbers. The set is framed by a wide back wall and two curving sides. The back wall is covered by a scrim. When light shines through it from the back, we see multiple rows of transistor radios of all different models and colors, Bakelite, wood, and leatherette, all featuring a large tuning dial on their front. When light shines onto it from the front, the scrim becomes opaque, showing a seascape with a horizon line separating the blue sea below from the blue sky above. Set against this backdrop, across the width of the stage, there's a platform with two steps leading up to it, topped by a waist-high seafront railing. The platform gives the actor some height to be seen from the back when they stand on it. The side walls curve around on either side of the stage and are composed of two levels or stories. The solid top level is painted with a geometric graphic of concentric black and white stripes evocative of radio waves, very pop art. Beneath this, at stage level, are alcoves with entrances for the actors, two on each side. The walls and supporting poles of these lower alcove areas are surfaced with pale green metal, worn and rusty. Set against the back left at stage level are two keyboards placed at a right angle to each other. Along the right at the back, a drum kit is set behind a Perspex noise screen. Furniture and other small set pieces are rolled on to indicate the various locations of the story. A shelving unit displaying stacks of packaged foods, including Libby's tinned peaches, Nabisco shredded wheat, and Bird's custard, creates the grocer shop where Caroline works. A desk and rolling office chair show the offices of Queen magazine. A long wooden table and studio booth with desk mic indicates the Radio Caroline studio on the ship. A simple wooden bench creates the seafront pier, and a small table and chairs with a lamp dropping from above set the scene for Caroline's family kitchen. The characters. Robbie, the station DJ and Caroline's boyfriend, is a light-skinned man in his 20s, clean-shaven with short, curly, dark hair. He's tall and slim with lots of energy, especially in the musical numbers where he executes sophisticated boy band style dancing. In the first act, he wears dark blue jeans with a rolled up cuff, a white collared shirt and dark tie under a beige V-neck jumper with a tweed sports jacket on top, and dark brown suede boots. In Act 2, he wears brown trousers, a green shirt, and a white cravat. In the band, he plays electric guitar. Caroline is a light-skinned 19-year-old woman with long wavy black hair that she wears held back with a light blue headband. She's 5'8" with a slim build and has a confident, laid-back manner, calm but direct. She wears a white blouse with a collar and a plaid knee-length pleated skirt. On her feet, short white socks with brown loafers. When working at the grocer's, she dons a white apron. In the band, she plays violin and electric guitar. Carolyn's mom, Betty, is a light-skinned woman, 43 years old, 5'4", with a medium build. She wears her dark hair tied up in a bun, keeping it out of the way for housework. Her movements are busy and direct. Betty wears a brown knee-length dress covered by a floral print apron, and on her feet, flat brown loafers. She also wears brown translucent framed glasses. In the band, she plays trumpet, flute, tenor sax, drums, and tambourine. Caroline's best friend, Mary, is a light-skinned woman in her late teens. She's 5'4" with a medium build and long brown hair that she wears with a fringe. For Act Two, she wears her hair in two long ponytails. She has a bubbly energy, at times a bit scattered. She first appears wearing a plaid skirt, a beige woolen jumper with a brown corduroy jacket, and brown suede shoes. In Act Two, she wears navy waist-high trousers and an orange knit top with red stripes. In the band, she plays alto saxophone and flute. Caroline has a younger brother or sister played by alternating young actors. They are teenagers, about 14 years old, and one is male, the other female. Harry is a tall, light-skinned young man with a slim build. He wears a blue top with brown trousers. Emily is a tall, light-skinned young woman with long, light brown hair worn tied back. She wears a white jumper, a pink skirt, white knee socks, and loafers. Declan and Kitty are the main players behind the radio station. Declan O'Reilly from Ireland is a tall, light-skinned man, 24 years old. He's 6 feet tall, slim and athletic, clean-shaven, with dark brown hair cut short and slicked back in a slight quiff. He wears a charcoal gray business suit over a black turtleneck with black lace-up shoes. His movements are passionate and expressive. In the band, he plays trombone. Kitty Blackwell is a stylish magazine editor and investor. A light-skinned woman in her 30s, she wears her dark hair pulled back in a chignon. She wears a bright red suit that includes a calf-length skirt and business jacket over a white shirt with a pussy bow, sheer white stockings, and black high-heeled pumps. In the band, she plays the saxophone, accordion, and keyboards. Other workers at the radio station include Stephen, Maureen, and Colin. Stephen is the star DJ at the station. He's a light-skinned man in his early 30s, tall and slim, with short dark hair parted on the side. He wears gray trousers and a checked blazer over a mustard-colored jumper. He projects ego and acts brusquely with others, especially Robbie. In the band, he plays electric and bass guitar. Maureen, a programmer, is played by the same actor who plays Betty, Caroline's mother. For this role, she wears her hair in a slight bouffant style, with a colorful scarf tied around her head, giving her a somewhat younger look. Maureen is relaxed in her movements and shows a caring, empathetic attitude. She wears a white-collared blouse with brown plaid trousers and a blue jumper. Colin is another DJ. Light-skinned in his early 20s, he's clean-shaven with short brown hair. He wears a powder blue cardigan over a white shirt with black trousers. His movements are quick and nimble. In the band, he plays bass, drums, and harmonica. The actor who plays Colin also plays Dave the Fish, the captain of the tender, or small boat running between the shore and the MV Caroline. He wears heavy boots with corduroy trousers, a roll-neck woolen jumper, a raincoat, and woolen fisherman's cap. The Postmaster General and his private secretary are the baddies of the play, trying to pass laws to shut down Radio Caroline. The Postmaster General is a light-skinned man in his early 40s, clean-shaven, tall, and slim. His hair is dark blonde, cut short at the back and sides, and slicked to the left. He wears a gray three-piece suit with a white shirt and dark tie. Straight-backed, he stands with his feet close together, hands held with fingers interlaced in front of his body, with the practiced gestures of a politician. In the band, he plays acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and drums. The private secretary, Nigel, is a dark-skinned man, tall with a slim build and short, coily black hair. He's in his early 20s. Outwardly obsequious but subtly rebellious, he walks upright with quick steps. He wears a brown tweed blazer with brown tie, beige checkered shirt, black trousers, and shoes. In the band, he plays drums and keyboard. The same actors also play various minor characters throughout the play, including Mr. Brown the grocer, a waiter, BBC reporters and camera operators, and a hospital midwife, as well as an avid group of Radio Caroline listeners. Credits. Caroline is a new musical written by Vicky Stone, directed by Douglas Rintoul, co-directed by Alex Thorpe. It's produced by the East Anglian Touring Consortium, which includes Eastern Angles, High Tide, Landmark Theatres Peterborough, Mercury Theatre, Colchester, New Wolsey Theatre, Ipswich, Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, and Theatre Royal, Bury St. Edmunds. The cast. Caroline is played by Claire Lee Shenfield, Robbie by Jake Halsey-Jones. Betty and Maureen are played by Nicola Bryan, Mary by Eloise Richardson, Declan by Joey Hickman, Kitty is played by Rhiannon Hopkins, Stephen by James Lawrence, the Postmaster General is played by Gareth Cooper, Private Secretary by Jerome Lincoln, Colin and Dave the Fish by Perry Meadowcraft, and the teenagers are played by Emily Reynolds and Harry Wilson. The creative team. Sound designer is Helen Atkinson, set and costume designer Stella Backman, lighting designer Callum McDonald, choreographer Sandeep Saini, musical director Paul Schoenfield, company stage manager is Judith Volk, deputy stage manager Melody Wright, senior technician Brad Hardman, production sound engineer is Simon Deacon, technical manager Oki Hand, production manager Andy Stubbs, sound number one Lizzie Stewart, and the audio description is by me, Michael Actman. This concludes the audio description introduction. The performance will begin shortly.